Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter and I smell coffee.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. Yeah, what is that? Let's find out. Today's topic is small talk.
And the title of our lesson is The Coffee Truck. The Coffee Truck. So Marie, what happened on yesterday's show?
We learned that Linda likes non-fat milk in her coffee. Non-fat milk is milk with no fat in it. Maybe you've had non-fat yogurt or non-fat ice cream. Both of these are delicious.
Yes, and of course, they are more healthy for you than the regular kind. Let's find out what our friends will do today. Let's look at the Read It together.
It's lunchtime. Everyone is ordering from the Jungle Cafe menu. But not everyone is ordering lunch. Linda is going to have the spaghetti. But Alex will just have a soft drink because he's not hungry. Susie would like a cup of tea and the salad. James orders a latte, but he doesn't want any food yet. He's not hungry. He's just thirsty.
Marie, when you go to a restaurant for lunch, what do you usually order?
Well, it depends what kind of restaurant I go to. If it's like the restaurant The Jungle Cafe, I'll order a chicken salad, or a pizza, or a fish dish.
They do have a good summer salad. Well, let's find out the key words for today. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 午餐时间到了。大家在Jungle Cafe里拿着菜单点餐。 菜单就是menu。 They are ordering from the menu. Linda要吃spaghetti意大利面。 She is going to have the spaghetti. Alex只点了soft drink. 这个soft drink指的就是汽水或者是不含酒精的饮料。 Alex just orders a soft drink. 午餐时间怎么会只点饮料呢? Alex说他不饿。 Alex is not hungry. 形容词hungry指的是饥饿的。 Albert问James要不要点餐。 James说not yet. 这个yet通常是跟否定的not一起用在句子里, 表达还没有。 James说他还不饿,只是口渴而已。 形容词thirsty。 就是口渴的. James is just thirsty now.
What do you want for lunch, Alex?
I don't know. I'm not very hungry.
You bought too much from the coffee truck this morning.
Yes. What are you going to have?
I'm going to have the spaghetti.
I don't want that. Maybe I'll just have a soft drink.
Fine, but you'll get hungry later.
Linda and Alex are at the Jungle Cafe. The Jungle Cafe is a great place to eat. They have a lot of choices on their menu, especially their lunch menu.
Yes, they do. Sometimes it's even hard to choose what to eat there because everything looks so good. So, Peter, what do you want for lunch?
What do you want for lunch? What a great question to ask. And what a great time to visit our teacher, Christina. Here she is to tell us more. Marie, I'll tell you my answer after we hear from Christina.
Linda 问 Alex 中餐想吃什么? What do you want for lunch? 这个问句其实很好用。我们说你生日想要什么礼物? 你星期六晚上想要做什么?都可以用这个问句。只要说 What do you want for your birthday? What do you want for Saturday evening? 甚至如果你说 What do you want for your children? 意思是说你希望你的孩子成为什么样的人? 这样的句子虽然简单,但是中文里并没有这样子的表达方式,所以值得我们学习哦。
Thank you very much, Christina. Okay, Peter, let me ask you again. What do you want for lunch?
Well, actually, Marie, I already ate lunch. I had an early lunch today, so I'm not very hungry.
I'm not very hungry. That's a great answer. And that is also today's
calendar phrase.
I'm not very hungry.
I'm not very hungry.
我不太饿。
Time for dinner.
I'm not very hungry.
Do you want soup?
I'm not very hungry.
Do you want salad?
I'm not very hungry.
Do you want pizza?
Yes! Now I'm hungry.
I'm not very hungry.
I'm not very hungry.
我不太饿。
I hope you guys enjoyed that calendar phrase. So let's talk more about the word hungry. In the morning, you probably feel hungry because you haven't eaten breakfast yet.
Yeah, and your stomach might even make some noises. When I'm feeling hungry in the morning, I will usually eat a bowl of cereal and some fruit. How about you guys? What do you like to eat when you're hungry?
Alex is not very hungry. He bought too much from the coffee truck. But Linda is hungry.
Yes, she is. That's why she will order something to eat. She will order some spaghetti. Spaghetti is a great word to know. It's a type of pasta. It's long and thin, like strings of pasta.
Spaghetti tastes great with tomato sauce or a cream sauce. I eat this for dinner sometimes. So Alex isn't hungry. He doesn't want spaghetti or any kind of food. He just wants a soft drink.
A soft drink? Well, maybe he will order a soda. Peter, can you tell us more about soft drinks?
A soft drink is cold and sweet. Maybe you will have this with your lunch. My favorite is Coke. I especially drink that in the summer.
Alex is just ordering something to drink, but I'm sure he'll get hungry later on.
If you guys are feeling hungry, now is the time to grab a short snack, right?
Oh, really?
Small snack.
Well, what time is it?
Well, it's about time for lunch, but not quite. So we need to take a short break and maybe eat a little. I want to go to the coffee truck and grab a latte.
You're going to go to the coffee truck? Well, I don't drink coffee, but can you do me a favor? Can you grab me something to eat, like a muffin or a cookie?
They still have some blueberry muffins left, but someone ate all the chocolate muffins. I think it was Rob.
I think it was. All right, friends, go grab a snack. We'll be right back after the break. Don't go away.
So, Marie, do you usually go out to a restaurant for lunch, or do you make lunch at home?
Well, from Monday through Friday, I'm at work, and I always go out to a restaurant. But on the weekends, I really enjoy cooking.
Well, I usually cook a meal and then bring it to work. That way, it's very convenient. You can eat in the park.
That's right. All right, friends, let's continue our lesson. Here's conversation B.
Hello, James and Susie. What can I get you today?
Hi, Albert. I'll have a latte, please.
And I would like a cup of tea and a salad, please.
Okay. James, do you want something to eat?
Not yet, Albert. I'm not hungry. Just thirsty.
Let's keep a menu here. You may want something later.
I'll get your order.
We meet James and Susie. We also meet Albert. Albert is working at the Jungle Cafe.
Everyone loves Albert. He is always so friendly to the people who come in. So what do our friends want to order?
James wants a latte, and Susie would like a cup of tea and a salad. Hey, Rebecca orders this all the time. Here she is now to tell us more about this sentence.
Hello, friends. It's that time of day when you get to learn a new grammar point. I know that you are all so excited. If you would like to say that you would like something, you can use this grammar point. For example, I would like a sandwich, please. Or, I would like 2 donuts, please. Great job. Now you're ready to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Let's practice a little bit together. Would you like a bowl of soup? I would like 2 pieces of bread.
I would like a medium soda, please. These are all sentences you could use when talking to a waiter or waitress. Friends, try using this grammar point the next time you go to a restaurant or cafe.
James does not want anything to eat, at least not yet. Yet, this is a good word to know. Hey, Marie, have you tried the new restaurant on the corner?
Oh, no, not yet. Have you?
Not yet, but I will soon. James is not hungry. He is thirsty. Marie, can you tell us more about this word, thirsty?
Sure. If you are thirsty, then you really want something to drink. Maybe some water or some juice.
You might feel thirsty after eating salty food or after you have exercised for a long time. When I go hiking, I always make sure to bring enough water. I'm very thirsty when I hike.
Susie has a good idea. She thinks they should keep a menu with them at their table. James might want something to eat later on.
Yeah, she says, let's keep a menu here. And here is Christina to tell us more.
所以说我们留一份菜单在这里吧。 Let's keep a menu here. 我们来看动词 keep， 它常常被当作不及物动词， 持续不断的意思用。 比如 he keeps working until late， 他到很晚还不停地工作。 或者 don't keep talking， 不要一直讲话。 但是今天 Susie用的 keep 是存放保留的意思。 keep a menu here 就是留一份菜单在这里。我们来造句看看它的用法。 You can keep the change， 你可以保留找的钱，意思就是不用找钱了。或者 I keep all the pictures in this box， 我把所有的照片都存在这个盒子里。这个时候的 keep 是存放保留的意思。
Thanks, Christina. When you go to a restaurant, you will get a menu. A menu tells you what food, drinks, and desserts they have. And you can also see the prices of all those things.
That's right. Some restaurants may have a couple different menus. A lunch menu, a breakfast menu, a drink menu.
Marie, did you ever go to a restaurant and order just a drink?
Yes. One time I made plans to meet a friend at a restaurant. I was so excited to meet with her and talk with her, but then I started feeling sick, so I just ordered a hot cup of tea.
So Albert is ready to get their orders, and we are ready to review. Friends, let's review those keywords from today.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Menu. Menu. A menu is a list of foods.
Spaghetti. Spaghetti. Spaghetti is a food from Italy.
soft drink. Soft drink. I'm hot. Can I have a soft drink?
Hungry. Hungry. Let's get some food. I'm hungry.
Yet. Yet. He's not here yet, but he will be soon.
Thirsty. Thirsty. Ted was thirsty, so he drank some water. Okay, friends, those are all the key words for you today. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
What do you want for lunch, Alex?
I don't know. I'm not very hungry.
You bought too much from the coffee truck this morning.
Yes. What are you going to have?
I'm going to have the spaghetti.
I don't want that. Maybe I'll just have a soft drink.
Fine, but you'll get hungry later.
Hello, James and Susie. What can I get you today?
Hi, Albert. I'll have a latte, please.
And I would like a cup of tea and a salad, please.
Okay. James, do you want something to eat?
Not yet, Albert. I'm not hungry. Just thirsty.
Let's keep a menu here. You may want something later.
I'll get your order.
Marie, I have an idea. Let's pretend we're in a restaurant. I'll be the waiter, and you can be the customer. We can use some simple sentences. It will really help our friends who are watching at home.
Okay. Well, Peter, this is a great idea. Let's begin.
Okay. Hello. What can I get you today?
I'll have a hamburger and some French fries, please.
Do you want a drink with that?
Yes, please. I would like a Coca-Cola.
Is there anything else?
Yes, I would like a cup of tea.
Would you like that for here or to go?
I would like that to go, please. Thank you.
That was fun. Maybe you guys can practice saying some of these sentences with a friend, or even try it when you go to a restaurant.
Yeah, it is a great idea, and it is a great way to practice and improve your English.
That's right. It is a very useful conversation to know whenever you go traveling somewhere where they speak English.
That's right. Well, I have a great idea. I think it's time for us to visit Ginger. I can't wait. I haven't seen her for a while. And I think you guys are really excited. Friends, let's watch Jungle Chick Chat together.
I'm hungry. Let's get a snack from the banana truck.
Ginger, there is no banana truck.
Okay. Let's get a snack from the coffee truck.
The coffee truck isn't here today.
Okay, then let's order from the Jungle Cafe.
Good idea. Here's the menu. I'm not hungry yet. I'll just order a latte.
Well, I'm hungry. I'll have spaghetti and a drink. How about a soft drink?
Okay.
And a banana.
A banana. Okay, spaghetti, soft drink, and one banana.
Make it two.
Okay.
Make it three.
Oh, hello, friends. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I'm going out to lunch with friends today. We're going to a nice restaurant. I like going out to eat. Don't you?
In a restaurant, after you sit down at a table,
a server comes. He or she will ask you what you want to drink. You give the server your order. Then you can look at the menu. When your server comes back with your drinks, he will offer to take your order. If you have decided, you can order. If not, you can ask for a few more minutes. You can also ask the server questions about the food on the menu. And the server will often tell you if there are any specials for that day. A special is a dish that the chef has prepared to serve just for that day. Or it can be something on the menu offered for a special price. When you order food, you can also ask to change some things. For example, maybe you want to order a salad, but you don't want any dressing on it. You can say, no dressing, or ask for the salad dressing on the side, meaning you want some with the salad, but not on the salad. The server may also ask you questions about your order. Many times you can choose salad or French fries or something else to go with your meal.
Wow, that was a really good lunch. But I ate too much and I couldn't finish my meal. So I asked for a box. Then I brought the rest of my food home to eat another day. So I get two meals for the price of one. I'll see you next time on Jack's File. Goodbye, everyone.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. Hey, Marie, why is it important to say please when asking for things?
Well, when you say please, it shows that you are polite and friendly. For example, you can say, can I have a cup of coffee, please? And you always have to say please when talking to a waiter or waitress.
Yeah, that will make you sound much more polite and caring.
That's right. Or even when you ask a friend to borrow something. When I want to borrow something from my sister, I'll say, can I borrow your scarf, please? It's polite.
Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today, and I think it's time for you to enjoy a cup of coffee. But for now, we're out of time, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Goodbye.